More than 500,000 people worldwide use Zipcar when they want to get somewhere that public transit can't. The car sharing service started right here in Cambridge, where it became a fast favorite among those who are carless by choice. Or perhaps by necessity. But look out, it seems there's a new communal vehicle on the block. WBUR.org reporter Andrew Phelps joins me with more. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Adam.
So you came across this story by doing something that your mother always told you not to do. You accepted a ride from a stranger.
It's true, from a stranger. I was raised to not even accept a ride from a police officer, let alone a stranger. At the Porter Square Shaws, where I emerged encumbered by groceries, it was a cold night. I had about a mile walk ahead of me home, and a woman who I had never seen before came out of nowhere and offered me a ride. She explained that she is with iCar, which is a Cambridge startup setting out to compete with Zipcar. And I said, okay. And she said, I promise, no strings attached. I'd just like to give you a ride home as part of the promotion for my new business. And I reluctantly said, okay.
You got in the car.
Yeah.
And she took you home.
Yeah. And she was delightful. And I have to say, I had a huge smile on my face because it was totally unexpected. And it saved me a lot of time and energy.
Okay, help me out here. Is their business model seriously just to go around and offer unsuspecting people rides?
No, no. It's just brilliant marketing.
Oh, okay, it's a promotional thing.
Exactly. I talked to Jennifer Jones, the first full-time employee of the company, and the spokeswoman who explained the concept to me.
iCar is Boston's latest car sharing service.
And notice she says latest car sharing service. We'll get to that in a minute. Go ahead, Jennifer.
We offer our members hybrid sedans and 15-passenger vans that can be reserved and used by the hour, by the day, or by the week. It is a membership-based service, so you do have to pay our basic membership rates start at $5 an hour or $69 a day.
Okay, that sounds exactly like Zipcar.
It's pretty similar, and they're willing to acknowledge that. There's a few differences. One, it's a little bit cheaper. Two, they really want to keep it focused on the Cambridge-Boston market, which means more service for people here rather than something like Zipcar, which has gone all over the world. And they think that means better customer service. They take pride in the fact that they're small and local and woman-owned. And they think service will be the key difference. There's a few differences in technology, too. For example, with a Zipcar, you have to register in advance at a computer or on your smartphone. With an iCar, if there's a car available and there's a little green light on the dashboard, that means it's available. All you have to do is swipe your card and check in and go.
Oh, you just take it.
That's right.
Okay. Here's a question, though. I mean, can the car sharing market really sustain a new player? I mean, we should point out that Zipcar has yet to even turn a profit.
That's a great point. Zipcar is 10 years old. It's flush with angel investor cash. But they've never turned a profit. They filed plans to go public this year, but have yet to produce an IPO, have raised a lot more cash since then. iCar is relatively tiny, 25 cars in service right now. In fact, it's the parking spaces around here that are hard to get. It's easy to buy a car,
right?
But leasing or buying a parking space is pretty tough.
I bet, yeah.
They recently were excited to say that they secured two parking spaces in Brookline, which I consider a major coup.
But also, I mean, there was a different car sharing company called, I think, Relay Rides,
mm-hmm.
And they recently pulled out of Boston, didn't they?
Yeah, that's Cambridge innovation in a nutshell. Amazing ideas that begin here end up moving out west. They went out to San Francisco, Relay Rides did. That service is a little different. They call it neighbor-to-neighbor car sharing. Basically, you pay to use other people's car by the hour, and if you choose to make your own car available for sharing, the company gives you a cut of those hourly rates.
Okay, and they're out of here? They're in San Francisco now?
Yeah, I mean, take it from Greg Gomer, who blogs at bostoninnovation.com. He wrote, San Francisco is much more environmentally friendly and certainly more open when it comes to sharing of any kind than Boston. So maybe that's why we lost another innovative company.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll find out how true that is when we see how well this new company does. What's it called again?
iCar. And
iCar.
The website is icarsharing.com. So another option to get around if you don't have a car.
All right. WBUR.org's Andrew Phelps. Thanks for checking this out. Please don't take any more rides from strangers.
Okay. Let's just carpool from now on.
All right. You and me on my bike.
Okay.
And Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. You can find us on Twitter or Facebook. We're at Radio Boston. Great conversation going on the Facebook page right now about our Boston accent reduction class segment from yesterday. Check it out. I'm Adam Ragusea. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.